Center Wellington, reflecting on this past year and looking ahead to the next, Mayor Sean Waters said he's never seen the township this busy before. While relatively new as mayor, Waters has been in and out of various councils for decades, including the last Allura Council and the first Center Wellington Council, as the township celebrated the 25-year milestone since it was formed through an amalgamation of Allura, Fergus, Pilkington, Nicol, West Garafraxa and a part of Aramosa. "It's hard to believe it's been 25 years that we've been around," he said during a year-end interview in his office. At the time of amalgamation, Waters recalled Don Wilson was the SOW when he was a councillor. Now he works with SOW Dan Wilson, Don's son. "It's like a big circle," Waters said. "The biggest thing driving decisions and actions in the township continues to be the expected population growth, leading to the need for increased housing variety, infrastructure and services from Center Wellington or allowed by it. A huge thing working toward this," Waters said, "was adding about 1,000 acres to the township's urban boundary, which doesn't guarantee development but removes a significant barrier to getting housing, commercial or industry built." Developers were keen to get in on this too, as Waters explained there were requests to bring in over 2,500 acres within the urban boundary. However, Waters said council wanted to preserve as much farmland as possible and aim for more intensification in existing urban boundaries. "We knew that some of the developers would have a good rationale for bringing their land in, but we can't bring everybody in because of our servicing abilities and also how we want to execute that growth," Waters said. The new urban boundary has been sent to the county for approval and it also requires ratification by the province, but, Waters noted, the development community can appeal being left out of the urban boundary expansion to the Ontario Land Tribunal. "We suspect there'll be some appeals that way," Waters said. "Our hope is we're not at a lot of appeals because there's a cost. We're hoping that we'll get the continuous support of the province in terms of our decision-making." The list of things went on as Waters detailed the township's work in 2024, including opening the business park, finalizing the termite program, reopening the Jefferson Allura Arena, rebuilding or rehabilitating a few bridges, finishing the first phase of construction on St. David Street in Fergus, starting Jerry Road construction and undergoing environmental assessments on about 9 other bridges to top it all off. "I've never seen this level of activity ever, and that again is related to the oncoming growth," Waters said. "A big piece of that puzzle is the new operations center, with a Phase 1 cost estimated at $44.4 million that," Waters said, "is expected to begin construction next year. The operations center will replace multiple aging buildings and combine multiple township departments into a single center at 965 Gartshore Street in Fergus. This project will displace the doctors in residence living at an old farmhouse on the property, but Waters said the township is looking to update the historic Craighead Cottage to serve in its place." He also noted the township acquired an additional 90 acres of land by the Center Wellington Community Sportsplex to help facilitate any expansion needed as identified from an upcoming recreation master plan. "There's a good chance we might need a new arena or we might need an indoor turf facility," Waters said as examples. "That's part of a strategy of, okay, growth's coming, how are we going to accommodate that?" A recent rise in tourism coming to the Allura Christmas Market has put a spotlight on a few issues in town, including the village's shortage of parking. While some short-term measures were introduced, the mayor acknowledged staff will have to take back lessons from this influx to address the upcoming summer tourist season and potentially a return of the Christmas market next year. "We're hoping to get the details of the parking plan all laid out this year, with the idea in 2026 we implement a parking program," Waters said, adding there may be a pilot program for paid parking in Allura. "The devil is in the details, we're not quite there." With one election scheduled next year and one rumored to be a possibility, there is a potential for change in the upper levels of government. Waters said it's hard to comment on the federal government given municipalities work more closely with the province, but wanted to thank MPP Ted Arnott for his years of service as the longtime representative for the area announced he would not be seeking re-election in the next provincial election. It's very helpful to have someone who can navigate the halls there and get us a meeting with a minister when we need to have that, Waters said. Whoever is in place there, that's really important. They got to be that person who arrives there basically from day one, be able to do that because the needs are here, in terms of growth needs are here and now.